This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
That's right. 2:37 on the sweet spot as we emanate live from Texas Live, just outside the beer garden, the Blue Moon Beer Garden, as the Rangers and Reds are about half an hour away from the Rangers opening up the home portion of their schedule as Mackenzie Gore takes the hill today opposite Brady Singer. We do have some Why Today Doesn't Suck in the Hardline coming up in just a little bit. Now, if you've been paying attention closely to America's favorite radio station, you know we've been without Ham for a little bit, mm-hmm. and we've been without Tyler. So we've had some fill-in technical directors like Creighton, who's on the board. And I don't know if this is an issue with grabbing audio, but we're a little thin this week, are we not, Justin, in the NIT break?
Well, I think first and foremost, with no Ham, we're cutting ourselves off of at least two or three candidates right there.
That is true, because Ham Radio on Sunday is a fertile ground.
So, yeah, the fact that we don't have Ham just trying to read English words really limits the amount of candidates that we have. But we do have some good ones, just not as many as normal. We don't have our normal six. We have three.
Oh, half.
That's okay.
Yeah.
It's just been an excellent week on the ticket.
Right. And you know what? I would argue I enjoy quality over quantity sometimes.
And you know what? Congratulations to you at least getting nominated this morning, Justin.
Thank you.
You didn't get the votes.
No.
You were going up against a muser.
Yeah.
It happens.
And it was a good muser one. So just happy to be thought of. Well, we will listen to these three, perhaps multiple times, and then we will vote at the end and decide who is this week's NIT break winner.
We will listen to them all five times.
Maybe we'll take some calls. Who knows? But we will start with the aforementioned Creighton, who has been on our board Thursday and Friday, just 2 days. But yesterday, during E-News, he was, of course, tasked with reading the sponsor. And Creighton got a little shake voice.
But right now, we stepped out for this.
Entertainment news for you.
Brought to you by
All Pro Foundation Repair.
Well, what happened to your voice?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm thinking the same thing you are. I don't think I've ever done that before.
Are we joined by a Gordon?
Where are the bright lights?
Corby wasn't too amused, but at least Bob was.
I think Creighton was. He was getting nervous about his Texas women's basketball team in the Final Four.
I ain't nervous.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Guaranteed
I heard
win.
Audio to say otherwise.
And Creighton, be honest. Having Gordo on the line, did that make you extra nervous?
No, I think I I think I wanted to say an extra word, and then I realized there's nothing after the word repair, so it was like a stop break thing. And
yeah, well, at least repair. You didn't say give me the Venn diagram.
Yeah, you got
time.
The words right.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's where it was heading. I think I was about to say .com.
You just kind of crooned there at the end with repair.
I don't know why I think everything is a website, but
Creighton, do you know every player on Texas women's basketball team? Do you know the whole roster?
Probably outside of maybe the last person that is, like, basically the student trainer that suits up. Yeah, I do.
All right, we don't got to fill
incredible.
That much time.
Yeah, we don't need to pad that roster.
You know, Rory Harmon, Madison Booker, Sarah Graves.
Hold on. We're good. Oh, we're getting a call
here.
Sure? What is this?
Okay.
We're
good. Okay.
Right now, we stepped out for this.
Entertainment news for you.
Brought to you by
All Pro Foundation Repair.
What happened to your voice?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm thinking the same thing you are. I don't think I've ever done that before.
Are we joined by a Gordon?
Boy, the bright lights.
You did hit that note, though. Repair.
Repair.
Thank you.
So good job on that. All right, Creighton, our board op is candidate number one. Candidate number four here on the NIT break will be myself.
Uh-oh.
Look, you try to do certain things during Why Today Doesn't Suck. Not all of them are going to land. Not all of them can even fully make it to the P1 because they have to be dumped. Now, on April Fool's Day, when I was telling you guys about the time that Yoko Ono and John Lennon announced that they were going to have sex change operations, we were perhaps throwing out the idea that they were just going to do a swap. And I flew too close to the sun.
But right.
Also in 1970, John Lennon and Yoko Ono release a hoax saying they are having dual sex change operations.
Looks like I can text you another photo.
No, I know. I don't think she wanted his pencil D.
I'm a girl. I'm a guy.
And I don't think he wanted a...
Whoa.
Well, I don't know about that, Connor.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, that's...
Yeah. He might have been okay with having...
And we dumped it, too. We caught it in time.
But welcome to the April Fool's Open out here, guys.
Sorry. Yeah, oh. April Fool's Day.
Wow.
Got some rare Monty racial humor there.
Got out of that. I will not... You will not stand there in that glass house and throw stones at me, sir.
Whatever.
All right. Anthony Edwards, let's go back to you. Let's hear how you... why you didn't play in the game the other day.
Play the cut. I don't have to rehash it.
Yeah, I will not get chastised about racial humor by one Corby Davidson ever.
But if there's any young up-and-coming broadcasters out there, it's probably just a good idea to not affix a nationality with a sexual reproductive part.
You can do one or the other.
Yeah, one or the other, but don't ever push them together.
Yeah, what was the word? It sounded like two words were dumped.
Yeah.
There are words that when you combine them, they can't be broadcasted.
Okay.
Like, you can be an ass.
Okay.
You can jump down a hole.
Mm-hmm.
But you
can't say both of them together.
No.
Right.
And
so,
tried to say that John Lennon didn't want a particular form of female reproductive organ.
Okay.
It happens. But again, I quickly was going to throw it back on Corby to deflect blame away as quick as possible.
It's always a smart move, and it typically works.
To get out of that one.
In your little Red Riding Hood cloak of April Fool's.
Yeah, I guess on that day you can really just do whatever you want, and you can hide under the April Fool's cloak. That's right. I'll have to remember that for next year. I'm going to really lay it on thick. All right, I am candidate number five. Our last one here on the NIT break. I don't know who we're going to put this on. We can decide after, perhaps. But this was during the Matt Duchesne show.
Ah.
Where typically, or not typically, but at least a few times, we've had connection issues with his Bugatti or whatever he's driving around in.
He seems like a big old truck guy.
Yeah. And he typically likes to join us when he's driving home from a haircut or something. And right when you asked him a question, Sean, it sounded like he had dropped or hung up. And... Right. Just had a little bit of chaos.
It's Matt. How are we doing this Wednesday?
Hey, good. How are you guys?
Doing well. And before we get into hockey stuff, I know you are a golfer on the side. And my good friend, David Mino, has been in the April Fool's Open here at the ticket for many years and has never won. And now all the pressure's on him this year to finally crack through and get that W. And he has never played golf. And that's the whole bit. All the guys in the field never play golf. So if you have any... just random advice for a bad golfer, what is it?
Oh, hold on. I lost you for a second.
No, it's okay. What's the...
Sorry.
No, it's good. I got you now.
The last thing I heard was he never plays golf. What did you say after that?
Yeah, what's your best advice for somebody that never plays golf and a bad golfer? Just one thing that they can take to the course today to try to get a win.
Ooh, my best advice, I think just stare at the ball until it's gone.
So there's a couple funny things about that. For one, it sounds like he's just holding his phone out the window there.
Yeah.
But also, he's never had to put his, like, mind inside the body of a bad athlete.
Yeah. He's like, ooh, I'm just good at it.
I don't know how to be a
pedestrian person. Like,
yeah.
Just be good at it.
I've always just been an elite athlete. What would I do if I couldn't hit something?
I probably just wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I probably would just abstain. Anyway.
Man. So are we putting that on Dutchie? I don't know if that's totally fair for Dutch, you know?
It's his phone, though, right?
Dutch's phone?
Yeah,
okay.
it's at least his phone or his Bluetooth to his car, whatever it might be.
His OnStar?
Yeah, it could be his OnStar. So perhaps we'll put that on Dutch because you got to lay blame somewhere.
We could put it on the Colorado Avalanche and the Nashville Predators.
Ooh.
The Nashville Predators waived him, so it's on them. Yeah, but that was that's the reason why he's on
our
show.
But that was a good thing. That
I'll have to see if they've been nominated before. I don't think they have. We'll put it on Dutch just for record-keeping sake.
All right.
Anyway, that is candidate number 9. Let's go ahead and vote. Is it Creighton having a bit of shake voice trying to announce the sponsors for E! News? Is it me just trying to be a good guy during the middle of White Tails and Suck? Or is it Dutch and his bad phone? Let's start the voting with our guest voter, Creighton.
The rest of the team is, like I said, Rory Harmon, Bree Preston. You want to keep going? Oh, no.
No.
Okay. I'm going to vote for myself. Why
okay.
not?
All right. Yeah. Ian, rubbing off on you. Lando?
Should go back and listen to him go, I'm going to vote for myself. But I'm going to go for Racist Monty.
Huh. Don't see that nominated, but I guess we'll go with the other one. All right. That is one for me, one for Creighton. Sean?
I'm going to go with Vibrato Branch. Our technical director.
All right, Mino?
Yeah. I think the UT women really got to Creighton. Let's give Creighton a win this week.
That's right. I will also go ahead and vote for Creighton because he immediately let everyone know that he also heard his voice completely give out. And, yeah, we'll go ahead and give that to Creighton. That is your second all-time. You still have some room, though, as Ham leads us with 14. We'll see if anyone can catch up in his
Suck
time
it.
Off.
Creighton, congratulations on getting the win.